Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 22nd of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have played all round parts throughout the whole cycle. Your parts have now ended and you have to return home. Question. With which words do you children praise your fortune? Answer. We are Brahmins, the top knot. Incorporeal God sits here and teaches us. In the world, human beings teach human beings, whereas here, it is God Himself who teaches us, and so we are so fortunate. Question. Who has the highest position in this drama? Answer. The incorporeal Father. He is the Father of all you souls. All souls are bound by the thread of the drama. The Father's position is the highest position of all. Om Shanti. The spiritual father asks you spiritual children, sweetest children, do you remember your home, the land of peace? You haven't forgotten it, have you? The cycle of 84 has now ended. You have understood how it has ended. No one else from the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age can ask this. Only the Father asks you, sweetest beloved children, do you now want to go home? You have to go home and then go to a land of happiness. This is not a land of happiness. This is an old world, a land of sorrow, whereas they are lands of peace and happiness. You now have to be liberated from this sorrow and return to the land of liberation. It is as though the land of liberation, that is, the land of peace, is just standing ahead of you. That is your home. You will then go to the new world where there will only be purity, peace and happiness. You understand this. This is what people sing. People call out to the Father, O Purifier, take us away from this impure world. There is a lot of sorrow here. Take us into happiness. Do you remember this? Everyone remembers heaven. When someone sheds his body, they say that he has gone to heaven, left for the heavenly abode. Who left? The soul. The body doesn't go anywhere. It is the soul that goes. Now only you children know the land of peace and the land of happiness. No one else knows them. You children have the knowledge in your intellects of what the land of peace is and what the land of happiness is. You were in the land of happiness and are now in the land of sorrow. Seconds, minutes, hours, days and years have passed by. Now only a few more days of the 5,000 years remain. The Father continues to remind you children. This is very easy. There is no need to be confused about this. No one even knows how a soul takes 84 births. It would be difficult for anyone to remember anything that was hundreds of thousands of years old. This is a matter of 5,000 years. businessmen draw a swastika on their account books and call that Ganesh. Ganesh has also been shown with an elephant's trunk. People spend money and draw pictures, etc., but that is called a waste of time. You had so much strength. That has continued to reduce day by day, just as petrol in a car continues to be used up. You have now become very weak. What was Barrett 5,000 years ago? There was limitless happiness. There was such an abundance of wealth. How did they attain that kingdom? They had studied Raja Yoga. There is no question of a war in this. These are called the weapons of knowledge. There isn't anything physical here. There are the weapons of knowledge. The weapons of Gyan and Vigyan, knowledge and remembrance, are very powerful. You rule the whole world. Deities are called non-violent. You children are now being given teachings to change from human beings into deities. You know that we claim this unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father every 5,000 years. This refers to souls. There is no question of a physical war, etc., in this. Souls have become impure, and they therefore call out to the Father to become pure. The Father now says, "Sweetest children, you now have to return home. This is a world of living beings, and that is a world of souls." That cannot be called a world of living beings. You should repeatedly remember that you are residents of the faraway land. The home of us souls is Brahmand. It should remain in your intellects that you reside there, beyond the element of sky, where there is no sun or moon. We residents of that place have come here to play our parts. We play our parts for 84 births. Not everyone can take 84 births. Souls slowly continue to come down from up above. We are all-rounders. Those who do all types of work are called all-rounders. You too are all-rounders. Your parts exist from the beginning to the end. It is now the end of this cycle, but nevertheless, souls still continue to come down from up above. Many children still remain up there, and they continue to come down. Growth continues to take place. The Father has explained to you, children, the meaning of Hamso. Those people say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. They don't know anything of the drama, its duration, or its beginning, middle, and end. The Father has explained to you, at present you are Brahmins in those bodies. Shiv Baba has adopted you through Prajapita Brahma and is teaching you. You should at least remember this much. The Father is teaching us. He is God, the highest on high. All souls are threaded in the thread of this drama. You now know that in the beginning you were deities, and that you then went into the warrior religion. That is, you went from the Sun Dynasty into the Moon Dynasty. and you took that many births. You should know all of these things. At first, you didn't have any of this knowledge. The Father has now explained to you that this is a somersault of the clans. From Shudras, you have now become Brahmins. From Brahmins, you will then become deities. They show a variety form image. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects of how you came down and then came into the Brahmin clan and then went into the deity dynasty. You Brahmins are now the top knot. The top knot is the highest of all. Who else would be considered to have such a high clan as yours? God the Father has come and is teaching you. You are so fortunate. At least praise your fortune a little. Outside, it is all human beings who teach human beings. Here, it is the incorporeal Father. Every cycle, that Father comes once and gives you this knowledge. Everyone studies. Some study the knowledge for becoming a barrister and become barristers. There, all are human beings who continue to teach human beings. These are the versions of God. Human beings can never be called God. That one is incorporeal. He comes here and teaches you children. A study is neither studied in the subtle region nor in the incorporeal world. Studying takes place here. There is no need to be confused about this. Would students in a school ever say that they are confused or that they don't have faith? They study and claim their status. How did Lakshmi and Narayan become the masters of the world at the beginning of the Golden Age? They definitely became that through the Father. The Father would tell the truth. God would not tell you anything wrong. This is a very important examination. At this time, it is the rule of the people over the people. There are no kings or queens. They used to exist in the Golden Age, but not now, at the end of the Iron Age. This is called the rule of the people. They have written about the Kauravs and the Pandavs in the Gita. However, you are spiritual guides. You show everyone the way to the spiritual home. That is the spiritual home of you souls. Souls take birth and play their parts. No one except you knows these things. None of the sages or holy men, etc., know the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years. However, that couldn't be accounted for. It couldn't be divided into half and half. There is a full half of the land of happiness and a full half of the land of sorrow. This is an impure, vicious world, whereas that world is viceless. The Father is the highest on high, but he is so ordinary. When people meet senior officers, etc., they give them so much regard. In the impure world, impure human beings only see impure human beings. Pure ones are incognito. Externally, nothing is visible. The Father is called knowledgeful and blissful. The Father is full of everything. This is why he is called the ocean of knowledge. The praise of the position of each human being is separate. An advisor is called an advisor. A prime minister is called a prime minister. That one is God, the highest on high. The highest position is that of the incorporeal Father, whose children we all are. All of us reside there with the Father in the supreme abode. That is our home. Here, everyone has received his own individual part. Some even play parts for one birth and then go back home. The Father explains, "This is a variety tree of the human world. No two can be the same. All souls are the same, but no two bodies are the same." They show plays in which they have two people with identical faces, and there is confusion over which one is her husband. This is an unlimited play. No two can be the same here. Each one's features are separate. Even though their ages may be the same, their features cannot be the same. The features continue to change in every birth. It is such an unlimited play. So you should know it. You have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world in your intellects. Everyone would only play whatever their parts are in the drama. No one can be replaced in this drama. This is an unlimited drama. Souls continue to take birth. Each one's features are different. There is such a variety of features. All of this knowledge is to be understood with your intellects. There are no books, etc. here. Does the God of the Gita bring a book in his hands? He is the ocean of knowledge. He hasn't brought a book. It is on the path of devotion that they write religious books. All of this is fixed in the drama. No 2 seconds can be the same. Everything has been explained to you children. When the cycle ends, it will then begin again. You are now studying. You now know the Father and creation. You have come here from the incorporeal world to play your parts. The stage is so big, no one can measure it. No one can reach the end of it. No one can reach the end of the ocean or the sky. This is why they are said to be infinite. Previously, they didn't try to find out about those things so much, but now they do. Science also exists now. Then, when will it begin again? When it is in their parts. So none of these things are mentioned in the scriptures. Instead of writing the name of the one who spoke this knowledge, they have inserted the name of the one who heard this knowledge. This one is an ugly soul, whereas that one is the beautiful soul. The ugly soul listened to that one and became beautiful. You receive such an elevated status through this knowledge. This is a Gita Pashala. Who is teaching you? God is teaching you Raja Yoga for the land of immortality. That is why this is called the story of immortality. He would definitely have told it at the confluence age. Those who studied it in the previous cycle will come and study it again and then claim their status number-wise. How many times have you come here? Countless. When anyone asks when this play began, you say, "It has continued eternally." There is no question of counting. There cannot even be the thought of asking. In the scriptures, there are all the stories of the path of devotion, which they continue to read. Here, there are many languages, whereas in the Golden Age, there aren't many languages. You are now establishing one religion, one language, and one kingdom. Those people continue to give prizes to people who give advice for the establishment of peace. Shiv Baba advises you how to establish peace in the whole world. What prize would you give him? In fact, he is the one who gives you a prize. He doesn't take one. These matters have to be understood. It was only yesterday when it was their kingdom. Now there isn't even enough space to live in. There is no need to construct 2 or 3-story buildings. There is no need for wooden buildings, etc. There are buildings of gold and silver. Buildings there are built very quickly with the force of science. Here there is happiness as well as sorrow through science. The whole world is to be destroyed through it. This is called the fall of Pompeii. There is so much pomp of Maya. It is as though this is heaven for wealthy people, and it is why they don't listen to you. Previously, you too didn't know anything. The Father comes here and teaches you directly. Outside, it is the children who teach others. They also continue to remember their friends and relatives. The Father sits here and explains to you. Day by day, you will continue to become strong on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and you won't then remember anything else. You will just remember your home and the kingdom. You won't remember your jobs, etc. You will die instantly, like people do through heart failure, while just sitting somewhere. There will be no question of sorrow then. There won't be any hospitals, etc. Once you know the Father, you become the masters of heaven. You have this right. Not everyone has this right, because not everyone will go to heaven. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Become a spiritual guide and show everyone the way to the spiritual home. You have to rule the whole world with the weapons of this knowledge and yoga. Become doubly non-violent. 2. Those who play all round parts of 84 births also have to become all rounders at this time. You have to do all types of service. Whilst observing the part of each and every actor in the unlimited variety drama, you have to remain cheerful. Blessing. May you, an elevated Brahmin soul, transform a storm, tufan, into a gift, tofa, with your imperishable zeal and enthusiasm. Zeal and enthusiasm are wings for the flying stage of Brahmins. Constantly continue to fly with these wings. This zeal and enthusiasm is the greatest of all powers for you Brahmins. Your life is not a dry one. You constantly have the juice and sweetness of zeal and enthusiasm. Zeal and enthusiasm make anything difficult easy. Souls with zeal and enthusiasm never become disheartened. Enthusiasm transforms storms into a gift. Enthusiasm makes you experience any tests or problems to be entertainment. Those who maintain such imperishable zeal and enthusiasm are elevated Brahmins. Slogan: keep the incense of peace constantly ignited, and the odour of peacelessness will finish. Om Shanti.